page 660, section 3, manufacturing. As you read, look for the importance of granite and kaolin to Georgia's economy, how tufted textiles helped the textile industry, the role of the defense industry in Georgia's economy. Terms, kaolin, Cold War, containment. In the post-war period, Georgia's natural resources continued to provide the basic materials for some of the important industries of the state. Mining Georgia's minerals continued, as did the textile industry. The economy also became more diverse, and many different industries built plants in the state. Soap, fertilizer, chemicals, medicines, and many other products became important income producers in Georgia. Aerospace, technology, and bioscience also became important. These industries provided thousands of jobs for Georgians. By the late 20th century, increased mechanization, including the use of robotics in some industries, and the attraction of low-wage workers in other countries led to cutbacks in jobs in many companies. Some companies left the state altogether. When that happened, Georgia worked to attract new companies. Mining and forestry. Minerals under the ground and trees above the ground were two notable pieces of the post-war economy. Minerals included the hard rock of the Piedmont areas, especially granite and marble. In the period after World War II, production and sales of granite boomed. Elberton remains the granite capital of the world. Granite from that area was shipped all over the country and the globe. The production and sales of Georgia marble also increased. Centered in Pickens County, Georgia's marble industry contributes to buildings in many places, including the capitals of the state and the nation. Georgia is a world leader in the mining of a white clay called kaolin. Found in deposits near the fall line from south of Augusta all the way to Macon, Georgia's kaolin is some of the purest in the world. Kaolin is used in medicines, paints, ceramics such as tiles and sinks, and chinaware dishes. Much of the kaolin becomes the white shiny coating on the paper for magazines. Kaolin became a major asset to the central Georgia area after the boll weevil and Great Depression devastated the cotton industry. One of the most important areas is Washington County, whose county seat is Sandersville. Sandersville is nicknamed the kaolin capital of the world. The Sandersville Railroad made it possible for the first major company to begin to mine, process, and transport the kaolin deposits. Other companies soon located in the area. By the 21st century, kaolin mining and production was a billion-dollar business in Georgia. Several thousand Georgians from the hills of central Georgia to the port of Savannah work in kaolin-related jobs. Another important Georgia natural resource is its timber. Timber is used not only for boards, but also for paper and paper products. By the 21st century, forest products meant billions of dollars to Georgia's economy each year. You saw in Chapter 20 how important Georgia Pacific has been in wood and paper products. Another company involved in timber was Union Camp, a maker of paper and pulp products. Union Bag and Paper, incorporated in 1875 in New York, moved to the Savannah area in the late 1930s to be closer to the supply of southern pines. In 1956, Union Bag merged with Camp Manufacturing, a lumber company. Although the company was headquartered in New Jersey, Savannah was its largest production center. Other Georgia towns also had packaging plants and timber mills for the company. In 1999, International Paper Company bought Union Camp. It continues to operate in Georgia as a major company with international sales. Carpets. Georgia's main industry has long been textiles. The need for uniforms, parachutes, and other textiles had helped the industry during World War II. That prosperity continued into the 1950s. Like other industries across the nation, textile production became more automated as machines performed more of the operations. Companies that could not afford to buy the new equipment went out of business or were bought out by those who could. Companies that updated their equipment did not need as many workers, resulting in layoffs. Old practices, such as mill housing, also ended. In spite of cutbacks in workers, the American textile industry found it increasingly difficult to compete with the cheaper prices of cloth from other parts of the world. By the late 1900s, many, but not all, companies had either gone out of business or moved their operations to foreign countries. The companies that made clothing, called the garment-making industry, also began to leave the state for cheaper production in other countries. Employees who had expected to have lifetime jobs in local plants found themselves out of work. An exception to that trend was the business known as tufted textiles. In a tufted textile, yarn stands up straight rather than being woven into cloth. This is how most carpet is now made. In the late 1800s, Catherine Evans, later Catherine Evans Whitener, in North Georgia, began making bedspreads by hand using this method. The popular bedspreads created a cottage industry that began in the northern area of the state and continued over the next few decades. In the 1930s, factories for making the bedspreads emerged in North Georgia. Machines for making tufted fabric mechanized the process. From making bedspreads, factories began to try other products, including small rugs. When machinery was developed that could make bigger rugs and wall-to-wall carpeting, the carpet industry boomed. Several major companies were founded. The increase in home ownership of the 1940s and 1950s increased rug and carpet sales. In the 1960s, nylon was introduced into the tufted textile industry. The nylon carpeting looked and felt as good as wool did, but was far less expensive. By the early 1960s, consumers were buying over $1 billion of carpeting every year. That amount doubled in 10 years. By the 21st century, four companies dominated the carpet industry. All were located in Georgia: Shaw, Mohawk, Beaulieu in Dalton, and Interface in LaGrange. Like the broiler industry, the carpet industry needed workers. In the early years, the workers were mainly women, or sometimes men, who had time off from their farming or construction work. As the industry grew, the carpet companies had a greater need for more long-term workers. Beginning in the 1980s, that need was increasingly met by immigrant workers. By the late 20th century, the majority of the workers in the carpet industry were immigrants from Mexico and other Latin American countries. Their work enabled the industry to become the giant contributor to the Georgia economy that it is today. Military and defense. World events had a major impact on Georgia's economy. After World War II, the relationship between the Soviet Union and the United States quickly began to get worse. The Soviet Union had both a government and an economy that were very different from those of the United States. In the Soviet Union's communist economy, factories, farms, and businesses were owned by the government. Citizens received wages from the government. In the U.S. capitalist economy, citizens and companies owned the farms, factories, and other businesses. The differences between the two countries led to a long period of mutual suspicion, competition, and distrust known as the Cold War. The U.S. foreign policy during the Cold War was based on a philosophy called containment. This meant that the United States wanted to keep communism, the political economic system of the Soviet Union, from spreading to new places and keep it contained to the areas where it already was. There were several ways to accomplish this. One was by intervening militarily in places where communists were trying to take over. Another was by building a military force that would discourage the communists from starting a war with the United States or its allies. The Cold War resulted in the United States building up its military forces. In Georgia, many of the bases located in the state during World War II became permanent instead of being closed. Senator Richard B. Russell and Congressman Carl Vinson worked to keep Georgia's installations open. Georgia's large military installations brought jobs, income, and people to Georgia towns and cities. All of this contributed to Georgia's post-war prosperity. Containment led the United States into a conflict in 1950 in the country of Korea. The northern and southern halves of Korea were divided into two separate governments after World War II. North Korea became communist and South Korea became capitalist. Both were ruled by dictators. In June 1950, North Korea invaded South Korea to try to reunite the country under communism. The United States worked with the United Nations to try to stop the takeover so communism would not spread to South Korea. The policy of containment also brought the defense industry back to Georgia. The conflict in Korea required military equipment, including planes. After World War II, the huge Bell bomber plant in Marietta was closed and used for storage. Lockheed Corporation of California took over the old plant in 1951 and began to manufacture planes that transported troops and equipment, the C-130 Hercules and the large C-141 Starlifter. Designing and building planes brought engineers and other workers to the area. In the 1960s, the company got the contract for building an even larger transport plane, the C-5 Galaxy. In the 1990s, with the Cold War ended, Lockheed merged with Martin Marietta Company, a manufacturer for the space industry and missiles. The Lockheed Martin plant in Georgia continues to manufacture and modernize aircraft in the 21st century as part of the American aerospace industry. Other manufacturing. In addition to these major industries, Georgia has other manufacturers, especially in transportation. While Ford and General Motors no longer have plants in Georgia, Kia opened a manufacturing plant for its automobiles in 2009. Many suppliers of auto parts also operate plants in Georgia. Blue Bird, the world's largest maker of school buses, has its headquarters in Georgia. Both Easy Go and Club Car golf carts are made in Georgia. All are important to Georgia's economy. Reviewing this section, 1. Define kaolin, Cold War, containment. 2. What is a tufted textile?